Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
One of the guys that got it all started way back, Mr. Chuck Berry. One of a kind. Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, also one of a kind. And the world is happy about that. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, my new award-winning book. Pretty excited about a second award we got for our book, The Age of the Customer, and that's ageofthecustomer.com. Jordan Goodman is here, ladies and gentlemen. Jordan's back. He's a longtime Brain Trust member, a dozen years. He is the America's Money Answer Man. He's the author of something under 100 books that have sold something under a billion copies across the galaxy. A lot of e-books, right, Jordan?
Absolutely. That's the way to go today.
Yeah.
I've got a new one coming out soon on student loan debt, which is a big problem out there.
That's going to surprise a lot of people over the next couple of years, isn't it, the challenge of that student loan?
Oh, yeah. Well, just the graduation season we're in right now, we're going to add about $100 billion in debt to the existing pile of $1.3 trillion.
That's a larger number of that debt in that sector, that section, is higher than the credit card debt, isn't it?
Oh yeah, credit card's about $800 billion. This is one point. Now it's going to be $1.3
Think about that,
trillion.
Folks. This is what 50% more or so than.
Oh yeah.
Than
yeah. And growing faster too.
Than all the credit card debt in America.
Correct.
So where's it going to go, Jordan? What's going to be? Give us a peek into the book.
It's reaching the breaking point for some people. They just can't do it anymore. And the difference with student loan debt is you can't get rid of it in bankruptcy. You know, it's not dischargeable in bankruptcy. That and IRS debt are the only two debts you can't get rid of.
Do you see Obama doing something about that as part of his legacy?
Well, he proposed
before he leaves
community college free, which is nice. It's not going to happen in this Congress.
But that's not going to solve the $1.3 trillion that's out there.
No. He's floated out ideas about. Now, there is a program that actually is in effect right now, which can help people, which is called the Income-Based Repayment Program, the IBR program. And that says if you pay the minimum on your student loans for 10 years, after that, no matter how much you owe, the rest of it is forgiven if you meet certain criteria. And those criteria are you have to work for the government, local, state, or federal, nonprofit group, church, charity, anything like that, or what's called the hardship provision, where your debt-to-income ratio is way out of whack. There's a website that can help people figure this out, which is consolidatecollege.com.
Say that again?
Consolidatecollege.com.
You know,
helps people consolidate their loans and see if they qualify for that IBR program.
You know, Jordan, I've been thinking about this student debt thing. I mean, I know kids who graduate and owing a house. They're owing as much as you and I paid for our first houses or
and
more.
And a 30-year mortgage, too.
Yeah, exactly. But what I'm saying is, the student debt scenario in America is reshaping our society, isn't it?
Totally. Over 50% of the people graduating this season are going to go back and live at home, what I call the boomerang generation.
Right.
You thought you had an empty nest? No, you had a boomerang.
They're not going to get married in their 20s. They're not going to buy houses in their 20s.
Correct.
They're not going to start businesses in their 20s. This is changing the landscape of our society.
The average age for the first-time home buyer today is 42.
Wow.
Average.
Wow.
Used to be 28.
I bought my first house at 20 when I was 22.
Well, you're way ahead of that.
Yeah.
But, I mean, most people can't get a down payment for 20% together, a decent credit score. It's really hard to get on there, and that affects the whole housing market, because if you don't have those first-time home buyers,
and people
can't move up.
Now, Jordan, leverage that, what you just said, against the fact that it's the largest generation in our history.
Correct. These are the millennials.
84 million.
Right. But they can't get credit. They're living at home in the basement.
It's unbelievable. Not all of them. That's a generalization. But still,
it's an immense problem.
And they're waiting till their 30s to get where they think they can have children, get married, buy houses. It's really something. Okay, so we'll look forward to that book when it comes out. That's coming out when?
Probably in about a month or so.
Okay, keep us posted on that.
Sure.
Last thoughts. I got about a minute and a half. What's your last thing you'd like to tell us about?
Let's talk about if you've got a lot of debt as a business, okay?
Right.
Because a lot of people don't think there's any help. There is. There's a website to go to helpwithpayables.com, and what they can do is they negotiate on your behalf to get that debt under control. And a lot of people don't know how to do that kind of thing. So what they do is they prioritize the creditors to pay back the ones who have the most leverage first. If you know, you don't pay back the light company, they're going to cut off your light. Right. That's a high priority.
Do these people, so part of what they're doing is helping you with an alternative to bankruptcy.
Exactly, exactly. Yeah. And last I talked to them, about 75% of the businesses they work with, they save. Some are hopeless, but
right.
75% they can help. But the key thing is to prioritize. See, all the creditors are calling you, and all of them, they say they want to get paid first.
Mm-hmm.
But some have more leverage over you than others. Some lawyer who, you know, worked for you 3 years ago has no leverage on you now. But your light company or, you know, something like that
right.
cut you off immediately. Right?
So do these guys sort of stand in for you and back the creditors off?
You don't deal with the creditors. You just
right.
refer them to them, and they take care of it. You make one payment a month. They disperse the money to
all
the creditors.
And what's the business model for them?
So they charge a fee based on the savings that you have. And the savings can be enormous. So it can be, if you don't pay up front, you pay based on the, you know, amount of savings you have. And, you know, you're going to be settling debts for pennies on the dollar.
Mm-hmm.
Some might be 50 cents, some mm-hmm. might be 20 cents, some might
and,
be 10 cents.
And all the while avoiding bankruptcy, hopefully.
Correct. Correct.
Yeah.
So that's helpful.
And continuing to march in your business.
Correct.
Give us that website one more time quickly.
Helpwithpayables.com.
Okay. And then moneyanswers.com. That's your website.
That's my website. I'm glad to take emails from your listeners.
Where they can find all of your 1,000 ebooks and all that right there.
Resources
right?
of all kinds. You bet. Thank you so much.
Thanks,
Jim.
Jordan. Come back soon. Jordan Goodman, ladies and gentlemen, America's Money Answer Man. He'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. We'll be right back.
Tell me the truth if you have to. Say what you see, fit, but don't ask me why. Love never seems to last you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.